Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
As we approach the end of the year, let's reflect on the great gains made by the Right to Life movement in 2011. 2011 has been a tremendous year for women and their unborn children due to our efforts. Your work at the grassroots level to educate and activate your neighbors, friends, and family members has saved lives and made a difference. We thank you for working with us at National Right to Life to ensure that protections are being passed at every level of government. With the passage of protective pro-life laws all across the nation, women are more informed and empowered to make life-affirming choices for themselves and their unborn children. I'd like to talk today about some of the life-saving legislation that we passed this year. Each one of these laws helped keep the unborn child at the forefront of the conversation, never allowing those who would advocate abortion to forget exactly what it is they're supporting, the destruction of an unborn human life. The Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, the groundbreaking law that protects unborn children who are able to feel pain, was passed in four states in 2011. Idaho, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Alabama joined the Nebraska law of 2010 to reinforce the humanity of the unborn child. This kind of education saves lives. In addition to the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, North Carolina passed a law that requires that an abortionist display an ultrasound and allow mothers the opportunity to view their children before making an abortion decision. While other states were passing the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, North Carolina and Texas passed a law that requires that an abortionist display an ultrasound and allow mothers the opportunity to view their children before making an abortion decision. Laws like this ensure that the abortion lobby can no longer hide behind words like choice. When mothers see their unborn children, they know exactly what they're looking at. Not only did Planned Parenthood and the abortion lobby work against these laws, but they reacted to the passage of this legislation by fighting against its enactment. They know, as we know, that when mothers are given all the information about abortion and the implications for their own health, they overwhelmingly choose life for their children. Six states also addressed the very real and present threat of webcam abortions. The cold, impersonal, and highly unregulated practice of administering death drugs over a webcam. While claiming to care about women's health, abortion facilities opened satellite rooms where a mother would meet with an abortionist over a computer, and he would press a button in his office that opened a drawer where the mother is located. Inside the drawer, she would find RU486, the pills that will kill her child. Not only is there the guaranteed destruction of her baby, but these pills are highly dangerous for her, and yet the facility cares more about taking her money than ensuring her safety. There is no doctor for an examination, no assurance that the pills will be taken correctly, and certainly no opportunity for a follow-up examination with the abortionist she met over a webcam. In addition to these, many other states worked on and succeeded in passing legislation that protects unborn children. This is due to your efforts, your phone calls, and your votes. Proving once again that elections matter, pro-life men and women in state legislatures made protective legislation a priority. As a result, America is a little bit safer for the smallest and most defenseless. Tomorrow, we will continue our discussion on the great gains of 2011. Good laws were passed and lives were saved, but this didn't happen free of opposition. The abortion lobby fought hard to prevent protective legislation and to protect their bottom line. Please join me tomorrow as we talk about Planned Parenthood, the abortion lobby, and how, with your help, we're succeeding. I would love to hear your stories. If you've worked on passing legislation or had legislation spark a conversation with a friend or neighbor, I'd love to hear about it. Please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.